guy drops a stick. He gives him, you know, CJ gave him a little tap, puck came loose, CJ picks up, shoots it, goes in the net. So it's like bang, bang. And before the whistle goes, obviously the puck's in the net and the referee, but you can see him right away. He's emphatically waving it off. And unfortunately, when he hit a stick and knocked it out of his hands, and the call should have been, can be interference, can be slashing. Nonetheless, it puts us killing a penalty for the rest of that period and then heading into the third.
It's just an unusual scenario where he is coming down with the puck, CJ Eich,
right,
making a move around the defenseman, and for a split second, the puck is not being possessed by either.
Right.
And he hits the stick and then takes the puck.
Right.
It's just usually it's somewhere where, you know, you're in the middle of, I don't know, it's just, you don't see
it's
that
just it's just a battle and one guy uses a stick, And, you know, like I said, it was it's probably the proper call on the ice when you look at it and from the referee's angle. But tough call on us. And it just goes along with the weekend. We just did not get any breaks. And you're going to have some weekends like that. There's going to be, you know, tough weekends to play, and you're not going to get that puck luck, or you're just not sharp. And I thought we got a lot of those things. We just didn't get any puck luck. But just that little sharpness was just not there. Little off our game. Not everybody, but a lot of our players, and consequently now. But we have the lead going in the third period. We got to kill a penalty for about 30 seconds into the third period. And we talked about that. Once we kill it off, then, hey, let's get back to our game.
And it doesn't go down as a power play goal, but that's just because the penalty had just expired. Chase Van Allen ties the game up. Mason Mitchell and Austin Azardia get the assist at 38 seconds of the third.
Back to the point for Eggie. Down low. Good puck movement here by the Seawolves, but good defense by Michigan Tech. And it's Matt Roy. What a player he has become in a season, not even a season and a half. Van Allen with a shot, scores. Van Allen through traffic. Winches never saw it. It won't go down as a power play goal. And the Seawolves, for the second straight night in the third period, tie it up 2-2.
What happened in that goal, Coach?
Well, you know, obviously it's a power play. So they had possession along the wall there. We kept them the outside all the 30 seconds. They really didn't get any opportunities. Goes to the point, and, you know, the guy just holds on to it and again, just sort of throws a desperate, just a wrist shot, not even that hard. And but we didn't do a good job blocking the shot. We weren't in the shooting lane. And then Shane Hanna's in front of the net, one of our defensemen in front of the net. And it looks like it catches him a little off guard. He could have just even caught it, really, because it's not coming that hard. But it catches him off guard. And I think it might catch a piece of him and then redirect by Matt. But like I said, it was just one of those shots, like we were seeing eye shot or just a, you know, a fluky goal, similar to the third goal the night before, and just a tough goal. You know, it's not like they make a great play, they take a great shot, any of that. I mean, those are hard to, and we gave up a few of those this weekend, and that's what's so frustrating. I think that's why you leave the rink and feel so bad. I mean, not only we lose, but just the way in which a puck went in the net against us. It's just too easy.
So it's 2-2, and again, the Seawolves score relatively late, not as late as the night before, but at the 14:49 mark, Brad Dewey picks the pocket of Mark Ock, I believe, behind the net.
Jake Jackson, not strong on the puck, though, and he nearly lost it. Ock helped him out.
Yeah, he had one hand.
And here's a steal. Chance in front, a shot to score. Oh, the Huskies gave the puck away behind their own net. And they walk out and run and take a lead with 5:11 left to go in the period. 3-2 Anchorage.
Oh, that was just a tough one.
Well, it was.
That.
But as you listen to yourself and Tiger Pierce, I mean, you're right on. Jake Jackson, one hand on a stick, gives it up too easy. He brought the puck back into the corner when he should have probably stopped and tried to muscle it out and get it out. We had guys in position. You know, then Mark Ock, obviously, just got stripped. You know, he's just that urgency or that awareness of what's going on in that time and that desperation, that urgency that you need, just totally unaware. And they just strip it, and we didn't have anybody in front of the net because we had possession. So now we think, you know, okay, we're going to go. He's going to move the puck. But we held on to the puck too long. And that's one of the issues our defensemen have done quite a bit this year, is they're holding on to the puck way too long, and they've got to just move it. Like right there, Mark's got it on his backhand. He's just got to bump it. We have, like, Shane Hanna goes into the corner sort of give him an out, but we just don't move the puck. We take it from our backhand to our forehand. We go to dust it off once or twice. The guy strips us. Like, we're not moving our feet, and you know, tough goal to give up, but I can't tell you we played a bad period, but every play matters, and it just takes one play like that to ruin a weekend that you know that you had high hopes for.
Well, to add insult to injury on that goal, not only do we not have anybody in front, but they had a second forward that came out and just was right in front of Winches,
right.
Who I don't think had much of a chance. I would have taken Winches on that one had it been one on one, but the guy in front of him certainly blocked it. But then, so it's 3-2 at that time, and Winches makes another fantastic save to keep it one goal game at one point.
Yeah, we got a little sloppy and they took a shot from the point a little bit and he gets a good pad on it. Yeah. And, you know, I think at that point you could just see the air out of the balloon a little bit. And not so much that, but they've got, I mean, the energy they got out. Now they can smell one heck of a weekend. And I thought the last 5 minutes they played with that extra step in their stride that maybe they didn't have all weekend and made it tough for us to try and even get the goalie out to get to the other end. Having said that, we get a great opportunity. We had a power play.
We did, and had a couple of good shots and just could not find the – that was the only period, Coach, the whole weekend that we did not outshoot Anchorage. That was an 8-8 shots in that third period, 32-27.
We didn't have a terrible weekend as far as play goes. Now, the results were terrible, but – as far as everything else goes, I mean, we did a lot of really good things in the game. And first and foremost, we didn't give up much. You know, now we gave up, you look at it, you give up six goals, and you're not going to win many hockey games giving up. That three goals, that seems to be the big number. If a team gets to three, whether you're home or away, in our league right now, that seems to be good enough to win. Anything below that, you know, then you got a chance. So that's sort of the benchmark. And they got three each night against us, but... You know, I didn't like the way the goals went in. It's not like they made a lot of really nice plays or they're great shots or, you know, it's just, you know, the tip-ins, the redirects, the giveaways, the couple shots from the point that, you know, you could have stopped them with no equipment on. They're not that hard. You know, they just find their way in. I mean, they got a lot of puck luck. They got a lot of bounces this weekend. They worked hard. They earned their bounces and they got them. And not that we didn't work hard. And I don't think, obviously, any of our players came to the game saying, hey, that, you know, I'm not going to work hard or I don't care. Or, I'm not going to try. I mean, or this is the result we wanted. Anything that's just can be as far from the truth. I mean, we worked hard. You know, we expect to come and win the games, but we just didn't work smart and we didn't work efficiently enough and we didn't work with enough urgency in our game. And anybody can beat you in this league. And if you're just not on your game, if you're a little bit off, you know, chances are you might lose that game. And I thought that's what happened this weekend.
Coach, what's more concerning to you right now is the six losses or five of them being at home?
Well, a combination. I mean, obviously, the losses are of a concern, but the home, you know, we've got to find a way. We're playing extremely well on the road. I mean, we're, you know, is it distractions or, you know, what's going on or we feel too comfortable at home, whatever it might be. I mean, we've got to get to the bottom of it. And we haven't played poor. I thought, you know, Bowling Green and Ferris games, we lost, I think, 3-2. Same thing.
Yeah, we have five 3-2 losses.
We played really well in those games and just came up on the short end. And then, obviously, these games, I can't tell you we played great, but, I you know, there wasn't much to choose between the two teams, and there usually isn't. So it comes down to that. Part of it might be a tribute to our offense, you know, and just trying to find goals. Having said that, we're not too far off. Going into the weekend, I think we're only two goals different from last year as far as goals for, goals against. It was the goals against where we were a little high, I think 11 higher than last year. And even with all our defense and playing back, we've got to get that core group playing better. And part of it's our forwards, too. It's just not on them, but Jamie, our whole team. I mean, I'm more concerned defensively. You find out in a hurry that, you know, if you don't let a team score, then you got a chance. And that's what we did in Alaska, one goal each game, and that's how you end up on the right side of the win-loss column.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with your questions and much more. We'll also talk a little bit about the other scores around the WCHA over the weekend. And it's the Mel Pearson Show. DJ@themix93.com is the email address for Coach Pearson.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, located in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock, invites everyone to enjoy this one-of-a-kind lunch special. Purchase any lunch off Habanero's new expanded lunch menu and get one lunch at no charge. You heard right. Buy one lunch, get one free at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen all month. Available from 11:30 till 3 o'clock daily. Dine in or take out.
Michigan Tech annual holiday customer appreciation sale is Wednesday from 8 to 6. For one day only, get 20%